This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Winterland, Winterland, you're totally sold out. John Mayer and Maren Morris are playing. It's happening at the Masonic on December 12th, and we'd love it if you joined us. But unfortunately, it's completely sold out. So you have to win your tickets. Be caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 gets tickets to Winterland. And we're doing this throughout the day. Your next chance is 12:05. So call right now, 800-400-3697.
That same number is the number that you would dial to send us texts. We've got some of these to fill the space between now and the movie's reviews.
When we peak for the week, Vincent.
Yeah, I continue to repeat to you that it hurts my feelings that we put in a whole week's work and somehow Hooman swoops
Hooman
in.
Hooman rolls right in and peeks us.
And takes it.
Yeah. Well, he works hard at it. He is great at usurping our victories.
Anyway, here's some of the stuff people had to say. Salad is on the list of Bay Area power MILFs. It's a good thing for her. Uzi didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is a good thing for me.
Where can you buy tickets to Franti's benefit concert?
Bottle Rock, Napa Valley BottleRock.com or BottleRockNapaValley.com.
And
one of those.
Super pleasantly surprised to see that the new Pixar movie Coco features one of Franti's songs and was on an ad last night during the World Series. And I was just like, oh, man, Michael just hit the lottery.
Yeah. And I believe actually that those tickets just went on sale at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like
it
those
is,
are
it's BottleRockNapaValley.com.
Right. And these are the benefit. There's a bunch of benefit concerts that are being put on to benefit everybody who's a victim of the fire, the fires up in the North Bay. They're spread out. There's a few of them on November 18th. And then one December 1st. And then 1 week from tonight at AT&T. Is the Band Together Bay Area benefit concert. That's the one with Metallica and Dave Matthews and Rancid.
415 says, hi, where are the pics from the Halloween party and Jane's pick? Thank you. I posted one of me and Sarah, and I posted one of Jane as Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely out of character and blonde hair and white.
This is your Instagram, right?
My Instagram, yeah.
Ben Hassan.
Other Halloween party pictures, I would imagine, are at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, I think they said they were going to put up a gallery. I mean, what isn't at RadioAlice.com, Vinny? You can't. Don't even try to think about it. It's impossible. It's like an impossible question.
Right, I'll give up.
It's one of those questions with no answer. Everything's there.
Okay. I love when Hooman covers for Bryn.
It is good for a laugh, man. Bryn had his baby, little baby Cameron.
925 says, Vin, my boys have never seen the beginning of Nemo either. We always fast forward.
Mm, it's pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, right there at the start, too.
Well, they get it out of the way.
No, Lion King is the worst, says 707. Oh, my God, we started the Nemo with one egg, too. That scene in Toy Story where they're all holding hands, that's the one that's the worst. That is pretty bad.
Is it
Toy Story 3, where they're headed to the fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's
And they just reach out and grab each other's hands.
Don't worry, it ends well.
The claw. Right?
Yep.
The Good Dinosaur is heartbreaking. The Good Dinosaur
I didn't see that one yet.
Excellent. God, I love that one. Question for Tommy Igo. Where can I buy his Steely Dan Project CD?
Did you hear that? Come here.
Tommy Igo's GrooveConspiracy.com. Where can people buy that?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey. You can only get it at live performances at shows. Right
oh,
now.
Is that true?
It is, because once it goes on streaming, people don't buy CDs anymore and stuff like that. Once you the only chance to actually get back to even is moving product at shows. That's the new model. And because once it goes on Spotify and Amazon, you can kiss the getting a chance to even
right,
buy.
To make
it's
money.
Never, it's never
right.
going to happen.
Are you
yeah.
telling me you just fixed the music business? Unbelievable.
You're welcome.
Well, for artists who aren't selling, you know, if you're not Taylor Swift, I mean, didn't you tell me one time you got a check from Spotify for like 6 cents or something?
I get a half millionth of a dollar per stream. That is not a joke. 0.0000005.
You tell me.
So I had 10, like, I think the most streams I had in a month was about 55,000, which is for, you know, jazz guys, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a check for $32.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. So that was, that's, you know, and we all put them up on a lot of musicians. Like, that's like the thing that now you tag Spotify, you put your royalty statement up so you can see it. And, like, it's up, it's down to like a half millionth of a dollar.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's no way to make money.
No, I mean, you know, we're artists. We have to produce. Yeah. We have to make stuff. And if you're going to make stuff, you have to now do it in your basement with a, you know, a MacBook Pro and, you know, your aunt running the software.
She's good at that, though.
She's
you know?
So good at
that. She's always
been
really computer savvy.
But when you do a bad take, she says, try a little harder. Try a little harder. Come on. Dig down. It's in you. I know it is. Come on.
You can do it.
Do you need a snack?
Here's a cookie. Cookies. Cookies
Let's
for everybody.
Let's get your blood sugar up.
Right.
Come on.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it makes it for hard to make a record. Mm. You know.
Vinny, I know
so
you
that's
won't.
Where people can get it.
Yeah. At a show.
At a live show.
And
at
you can
show.
Find out about shows at TommyIgo.com.
Yes, you can, Vinny.
All right.
Bada boom.
415. Hey, Vinny, I know you won't report this because you seem to be on the other side of the fence, but this weekend, people are protesting the NFL and anything that has to do with it for Veterans Day. There's
okay.
the story.
There's the
yeah,
story.
I'm not against you making. But your protest.
Everyone should be allowed to protest.
That is the point of free speech.
Right. Whatever you think, you should.
And
be
I
able
actually
to say it.
Believe you should if you believe that they shouldn't be kneeling during the anthem. Don't watch.
Yeah.
Absolutely do not give them your time. That's the way to speak up. Too bad Vinny didn't think of this instead of just following the beer trucks. This man dressed up as a delivery man to steal a pallet of beer.
Oh.
It's genius.
It is genius.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Vinny calling deodorant Deodio reminded me of when I was studying speech pathology and a client called it odor arm deodorant.
That's great.
I have called it that ever since.
Odor arm deodorant. That is the new way to say it. That is fantastic.
I think it's time.
Oh.
Okay, it's time. Let's just give it a
second.
Did
I get you too early?
Well,
you
I
need another minute. Let me give you. I got another one.
I got one more. Yeah.
If you were influenced by Facebook on who to vote for, then you're an idiot, says 707.
Oh, listen, there's plenty of idiots out there.
All right, point to me.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, here comes.
I'm pointing. Oh, there we go.
All right, everyone.
Were we waiting awesome. For a, I was waiting for a Brit. Tommy Igo, welcome to the studio.
Before we get to the big movie review, Tommy, any update on Sarah and the big Christmas show? Any big announcements you want to make for the December 15th show? Where's it going to be again?
It's going to be at the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. It's pretty huge.
Okay.
It actually is a gorgeous little theater. Art Deco made in like the early 1900s.
It is really
absolutely
pretty.
Spectacular. It's a great, great place.
You know when tickets are going to go for sale?
I think they're already up.
Oh, they are?
They are?
I think
we got
maybe this week. Maybe this week.
I'll buy some too.
Yeah. We're doing 2-night run. We're doing the 14th and 15th. Sarah doesn't know about the first night yet.
I already did know about it. I said no to it. I specifically said no, I'm not doing 2 nights in a row.
Why not?
Because I'm doing 1 night. I'm doing the Friday night. I'm not doing it.
What about the kids?
What about the kids?
They need to hear the songs.
They can hear them on Friday. That's when they're being performed.
Is it? Okay.
Right. Yep. Yes. Friday night.
No. Let's just talk
one
about
night
it.
Only. We're doing.
We are
let's do
actually.
The movie review.
That's
all
right. True.
You guys are doing 2 nights.
We're doing 2 nights. The night before, we're going to do a Buddy Rich tribute.
Oh.
Yeah, with the full big band, and then Sarah will take over and be the queen of the ball.
Okay.
Yeah. Yay! Thanks for letting me.
Yay! It's gonna be great.
All right, everyone, before we get to the big movie review, I just want to tell you there's 2 other films coming out this week. I don't think there was a screening for this one. It's called A Bad Mom Christmas. Remember Bad Moms? They're doing A Bad Mom Christmas.
That looks cute.
Bad Moms, Christmas. The first one, so good.
You loved it?
Yes. I just hope the second one.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
I hope so.
And Rob Reiner has a new film this week, which stars Woody Harrelson playing Lyndon Johnson.
Oh.
All right, here is your review of Thor Ragnarok. Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Kate Blanchett, Idris Elba, Jeff Goldblum, Carl Urban, Mark Ruffalo, Anthony Hopkins,
holy crap,
and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Boy, they got all the biggies.
Mm. So in this film, Thor's long-lost sister named Hela returns to get revenge on her family. Will Thor, the Hulk, and Loki be able to stop her?
Oh, wait. Loki's a good guy now?
Well, she wants to kill him, too.
Oh.
So they have a common enemy.
A problem family.
Badass.
She wants to kill everybody. Hmm. She's angry.
Yeah, she's angry.
She's angry. Hmm. Crazy hair and angry.
So tell me, in the world of the Avengers, amidst Ant-Man and Iron Man and Captain America, does Thor Ragnarok forward the Avengers story? Or is this just a filler?
It's a happy filler. It's a very happy filler. And it's just, first of all, the movie's great. It's great. Let's just cut to the chase. It's great. It's a turn your brain off. So we saw two movies that day. We saw a turn your brain on and a turn your brain off. Oh. And thank God the turn your brain on was the first one.
Right. Right.
And then we got to go just like, you know, just sit there. Because we were
fun.
Exhausted. The first one was phenomenal. We were like actually intellectually weary at the end of it. So that, Hooman was. And I wasn't. Hooman was definitely.
I had that kind of stamina.
He was just like, what are we watching next? So he was just like, I hope I don't have to think. And you didn't. It was great. We just sat there and just stuff happened and they nailed it. It was great. It's a filler movie, but it's a happy filler and it's just really great entertainment.
So have you seen a fair share of Marvel movies? Have you seen like Iron Man?
Oh, yeah. You've seen them all. Okay. I'm down. I'm into it.
Is this better than Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one?
Man, that is a really high bar. They nailed that one so far.
Where does this one fall?
Maybe just slot it in right underneath Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
It's
really good. But let me explain. Okay, so this is like they're. It's so great because they're just not taking themselves too seriously. It's funny. Look, come on. We're making a movie about Thor, the God of Thunder. Can we not pretend this is really happening right now? And they are constantly riffing and making jokes. And you can feel how much fun they had making the movie.
Right.
Like, you could tell, like, on the set, it must have just been a riot. Like, there was and that translates to me. That translates to the audience. Like, some people are going to probably be like, well, I don't know if they should make fun of this. It's kind of serious. And I'm like, okay, that's a therapy call right there.
So
it's not serious. And they know
Deadpool?
It's not.
What about Deadpool? Is it at that level?
Yes.
Like, Deadpool didn't take itself seriously. It was totally tongue-in-cheek.
Same thing. Totally tongue-in-cheek.
But Deadpool is better than this.
Deadpool is also much more R. And much more closer to R plus.
Right.
And this is not. This is definitely a lot more like PG-13.
Is it better than Iron Man 1?
That's a different movie. It's a different kind of movie. The Marvel movies it's all about tone.
Yeah.
And this one is like Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's just like everybody's in on the joke. And I would slot it in. If Iron Man 1, a Guardian of the Galaxy 1, this Thor, Deadpool, they nail the tone. I think if you're the kind of person that just wants to sit back and be entertained, you are going to get your $15 worth.
How's Cate Blanchett? Is she a good bad guy?
Is she Hela?
She's Hela.
Yeah, she's Hela. She's the one casting that I thought, well, you know, maybe they could have picked somebody a little bit more.
Who?
I don't know.
It's got to be a chick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Angelina's pretty angry right now.
Yeah, Charlize would have been great. Yeah, you know, there's a bunch who I think who could have done it. But, you know, and I'm a huge Cate Blanchett fan. But, you know, and she can nail these kind of weird roles like she did in Lord of the Rings with the Elf Queen and stuff. But this one, she was just like kind of like, well, I don't know. She was fine. Was she as good as like the other guys?
So you're saying she's the weak link out of the, because it's basically
it's hard
Thor,
to call. You've
got
to be crazy to call Cate Blanchett a weak link. She's great.
Sounds like you just did, though.
No, she's just, if you have to look for something that maybe they could have cast someone else, that's the one I would have said.
That's rough. It's tough. But I will say Charlize would have been a better choice, too. I agree with
that.
Charlize is so great.
She's so great.
And she's angry.
She's very angry. Remember Monster?
Did you find yourself laughing a lot when you saw this?
You know, Hooman, we both did. You and
I felt like you were laughing
elbows.
A lot.
We
more
were
than
like two little, like 5 year olds, and some of the jokes we were looking at each other. He said a naughty word. We were those guys. We were those guys, and it was great because we just saw like this really serious
this
movie.
This is nice watching your little friendship blossom, the two of you.
No, but
together.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Now just what?
Hold it. No, what friendship? I'm number two.
Dude, Rudy is really... she asked me to put him in order. What
I'll
am I supposed to do?
I'll pick up the sloppy seconds. It's okay.
You
I'm just,
to lie?
Just happy to be near you, buddy. Just
I'm happy to be near you, too. We bonded. You're a close second. Does that matter?
I'll win eventually.
Second.
I'll win eventually.
Right. Tommy, should you stay through the credits? One, part one,
question.
And then two, should you stay all the way through the credits? Because there's a lot of special effects in this one,
oh
everybody.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, because we actually thought it was a joke, all right, with how much credits we're going by. It's like they have to be making this up.
So hold on, before you answer the questions. So the movie studio people are waiting in the theater. And we saw the first set of credits and we saw the Easter egg. And I looked at them and I said, is there a second ending? And the woman looks at me and says, yes. And I said, should we stay for it? And she goes, we haven't seen it either.
Oh.
Right. So we
so
went
we sat down. We sat back down, yeah. Like, we saw the first one. It was like...
And by the way, this is at 5.5 hours worth of movies that day. Right. Like, the first one was 2.5, and this one was 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah. We had, like, thigh...
We were ready to go.
You guys are beasts.
We had atrophy. Leg atrophy. We were sitting there a long time.
Long time.
Two large popcorns, big sodas.
He eats a popcorn every film.
Every film.
I said, if you were a professional movie critic, you'd be 400 pounds.
If?
Full time.
All right, every movie, you have to have a box of popcorn.
Everyone. What the hell? Why am I going to sit there?
Are you kidding me? He doesn't get the small. Look at him. He's
are
like,
you kidding? Like, come on.
He's like 6'5".
What am I, Rudy? Oh, wait a minute. No, everyone, you got to have a popcorn and a soda, or I'm like, what am I doing here?
I know.
Yeah.
And he did it. All right, so should you sit for the first thing, Easter egg?
Yes.
You should.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you something about that. You're not going to know what you're seeing, because we didn't know what we were seeing. We looked at each other and we said, what the hell is that? Okay? You're going to see a giant spaceship at the first Easter egg. And I'm just letting you know that's all you see. You're not going to get it. So I'm going to tell you what that giant spaceship is. It's setting up for the next Avengers where it's
in
the
space?
Ultimate fight. Well, yeah, they're in space. You see a giant ship approaching a tiny ship. That giant ship belongs to the ultimate enemy of the Avengers. And that's him making his entrance into the Marvel Universe in a huge way. A re-entrance.
Okay, but what about the second set?
All right, should you sit for the second set?
You're going to make me say it.
Yeah.
You're going to make me say it. It sucked.
It sucked. The second one is terrible.
Okay, so then the problem with the second one is that it's terrible. That's the problem with the second one. But the problem with the second one is that it makes you sit through, oh my God. There were
15
special effects divisions. So they outsourced all the special effects to different houses, and they list every single person who worked on them. It took 8 minutes, probably.
At least
8 to 9 minutes to get through all those.
To the second.
Yeah. By the time it went to like the Atlanta special effects division, 4,000 names. The Chicago effects division, 4,000 names. The South Korea effects division. It kept going and going and going. And her Hooman's making these noises. He's just like, that's what he's doing. God. And then it comes on, and it sucked. It sucked. And we were just like,
so
I
should
want
we tell them what the second one is so they don't have to see it?
No.
People can look at it.
Let people decide on their own. Yeah, don't ruin it.
Because I'll still sit through and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
All right.
If I ever went
do you want me
movie.
To say it or no?
What? Don't tell
don't
him. No, don't
it.
Tell
no.
him. You're like Mr. Don't Spoil. Look at this. And you're like dying to spoil it.
Well, this is it. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. Oh, by the way, are you free Monday night? Think about that.
What just happened?
Sum it all up. Let me just say this.
I
it's
think
a,
he wants a date.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did you just hit on him right in front of everybody?
Well, we have
he
to.
Can't help himself.
The week that he's coming back is the week before Thanksgiving, and there's a slew of films coming out, so he's got to come and see a few more movies.
Well, you know what they say. Monday night's for your number two.
I have heard that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not one of the special nights.
You can bring your girlfriend or fiance. What is she? anyway, some of all, let me just say this. It's a fun, mindless story. I didn't love it. I can see how the film forwarded the plot in the Marvel Universe. Once you understand who the ship is at the end, you can kind of figure out what's going on. The film isn't, in my opinion, at the level of Iron Man or Captain America 2. It's good. I'm going to give it, I'll give it 3 Persian rugs. What do you give it, Tommy? You can sum it all up. Give us your final thoughts.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you think the humor was too much?
I liked the humor. I just thought...
Were you getting in the way? Because I know you believe Thor's real.
Something very sad happens. And
Thor's real, right? So you're like, you were upset. Like, they kept making jokes about Thor. I could see you getting... Every time they made a Thor joke, you were squirming.
No, it
you
was...
Like, they're like, why are they making fun of Thor?
They didn't set you up for the sad moments. There was... It just... It needed to be a little bit more serious than it was. It was too silly.
It was so funny that when the sad moments came...
Yeah, because something really dramatic happens in this one. Like, horribly bad. And you're like, wow, there were so many jokes that when this, like, horrible thing happens, it's not affecting you the way it should. Because something...
Because it's a superhero movie.
Movie, that's right! All right, go ahead.
He was, like, really upset. He was really upset. All right, another question for you, Hooman. So at the end of this movie, something, and without giving it away at all, something really major happens to Thor.
Yes.
Okay? And without saying what it is, because everyone who's listening, everyone's going to see this movie is going to do really, really, really well.
Yes.
A lot of people listening to this are going to see it. Yes. My question to you is, the thing that happened to him at the end, is it permanent or temporary?
I thought about that, and I'm hoping that Tony Stark will intercede.
Oh, you're already there,
and,
man.
Yeah, no, I thought about that the entire time I was watching, going, that's not in the comics, and there's no way they're going to allow this to stand for more than half of a film. Tony is going, somebody is going to have some kind of magic powers to fix it.
Don't say any more.
Yep. Yep, temporary or permanent. That's very interesting.
What do you think?
I think it's totally temporary.
Yeah,
it has to be. He's a superhero. Yeah. Whatever it is that you guys are talking about. All right, give us your ranking.
My ranking for the just going in popcorn movie, just for what it is, they nailed it. It is a solid 4 Mambo Cowbells.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
4 Mambo Cowbells.
4 Mambo Cowbells. They nailed it.
All right, fellas. Good job.
Fantastic job, Tommy Igo. Thank you for coming in, number 2. Hooman, great job.
Thank you.
Another movie review next week. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Wicked fun show today. Thanks to my dear friend Tommy Igo. I'm always nervous for my friends when they come in, you know.
Why?
Because you want them to do well. He's
a performer,
he
though.
He is,
come on.
I know. And actually, he totally settles down and gets into it. And I thought it was really funny how he was questioning Hooman at the end of it. Kind of
I thought it was funny
that
you guys didn't know how many shows you were going to perform together in
the
middle of
the
month.
Yeah, we do know. We actually do know, and he's well aware that I will only do the Friday night show. That's nice of you to notice that, though, Vinny. Yeah, show.
It was right in my face. I mean, he just said it out loud right there.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a Buddy Rich tribute the night before.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and we're doing a Christmas show on December 14th or 15th. I think it's the 15th.
Wait, what day?
It's a Friday night.
The people need to buy the tickets.
Yes. Go
the show
get,
is at the Throckmorton. You and Tommy Igo,
mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas Again,
right,
is what it's called.
Okay.
So thanks to Tommy for coming by today. I think we're going to walk down to the Levi's store.
You should.
Yeah, we're going to get some jeans.
Well, I hope they have what you're looking for.
Well, I just want ones that fit. That's all. That's all. I know you're looking for a specific denim. I'm just looking for, does it fit? Do I look all right? How's my butt look in this? All right, great.
You and Yuzi.
Yep, me, Yuzi. I think Tommy's going to go with us, too. He was like, yeah, I could use some jeans.
What?
I know.
All
Do
right.
Do they have shirts and stuff there, too, or is it just the pants?
I wasn't looking for shirts. I saw jackets, so I would imagine they've got all the stuff there.
Great. I can't wait. Going to check that out. Have a great day, everybody. The next time we see you, it's going to
be
Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.